Friday. Feels good heading into a weekend. First weekend of summer, technically, on Sunday. Of course, Father's Day on Sunday. Thanks for waking up with us, making us a part of your morning routine. New to our show, first time in, is Shandy, helping us out. You can see a picture over in our Facebook page this morning. Works in sales and marketing, and you're a public speaker. I've seen you be a spokesperson for a number of folks, and works in real estate, and what else am I missing here?
Charming. Jack of all trades, yes. Master of none.
Okay. The weather is a big storyline today, so let's start there.
Not in a good way.
No.
Yeah.
Rain, and it could be heavy storms, especially by this afternoon. Our afternoon high is going to get to the low 90s, 71 out now. This morning, you and I were talking. I don't know why it is people always put their umbrellas in their trunks.
That's exactly where mine's at. And I knew today it was going to storm. I knew when I was leaving it was going to be raining.
I do the same thing. Yeah. I do the same thing. I go to find an umbrella. I'm like, I have to get out of the car. It defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah.
I never know where to put the umbrella.
Always awkward.
Governor Eric Holcomb here announced that he is not at all considering a vaccination lottery for the state of Indiana. Instead, he is focusing on getting the vaccine into more Indiana neighborhoods, working with community leaders to encourage vaccination instead of offering such things like monetary incentives.
Yeah, who wants that?
I mean, who wants to be a millionaire? Ohio. Where'd you find that money, Ohio? Although he didn't stop Indiana University's vaccine mandate in general, Holcomb is against public institutions like schools and university and federal places requiring the vaccine. Switching gears here a little bit, we have a new federal holiday that's a lot of people are celebrating today. Juneteenth is now the 11th federal holiday, and if you've missed me explaining it this week, I'll recap again. Juneteenth is relatively new. Frankly, a lot of people didn't know about the holiday till it started popping up on your Apple calendar maybe 4 or 5 years ago. The day celebrates the delayed news that President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing all slaves. However, it took 2 more years to reach Galveston, Texas. Once that finally took place, 2 years later on June 19th in 1865, that's when America was free. That's why today is a federal holiday. Andy, who's celebrating, you might ask? More than 460 companies. Oh, look, 460, like most of the Fortune 500, are observing Juneteenth. So it's like Target, Best Buy, Starbucks, a lot of the tech companies are offering a paid holiday, day off, or time and a half today.
And some local celebration there.
Oh,
on
that's
Abbott
right.
Street.
More of that. Yeah, and let me introduce you to an author by the name of Ashley Ford. She's a Harding graduate whose memoir about growing up in Fort Wayne just became a New York Times bestseller. Somebody's Daughter, which definitely has been getting critical acclaim and has been trumpeted by Oprah Winfrey. Ford lives in Indianapolis and has been named a writer in residence right now at Ball State University. Again, Ashley Ford, Harding grad, the memoir, Somebody's Daughter, about growing up here in Fort Wayne.
That's how you know you made it, when Oprah's talking
when
about
Oprah
your book.
When Oprah gets to know
That's
you?
That's right.
I mean, Oprah hasn't been on TV, really, with a show in 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And her influence is still profound. That's a quick peek as to what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. It's Andy in the morning. Hey, it's Magic 95.1. Shandy, new to our show, helping me out today. You can see a picture of her over on her Facebook page. Yeah, Andy and Shandy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah,
check us out. Listen.
All right, so here's
the
deal.
Good time.
Well, they're listening now.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to
keep listening.
Got it. We're doing
still
a
nine.
Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. So I wanted to sort of pay tribute to Dad. And it could be a funny day way or it could be a sincere way. But dads sometimes have dad-isms, dad sayings. Moms too.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes as we head into Father's Day.
Focus on dads today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dad always used to say blank. You know, dad-isms could be like measure twice, cut once. You know?
Yeah.
There are certain things that get passed down sometimes, but
when some are good advice. Others are funny.
Do you have one that stands out from your family or anything at all?
If the beer is cold, it's always good.
There you go.
That's a solid dadism right there. And great advice.
I mean, true. Yeah, it's also true. My dad was always, whether it was at home or whether employees of his over the years, his phrase was always confirm, never assume, you know?
That's fantastic.
It's always obvious, but he's like, never assume things, especially with working with clients or merchants or things like that. Always take the time to confirm, because when you assume, obviously, you know, you got
the
whole phrase.
Those are good pieces of advice. I don't know that beer thing is going to get you anywhere.
You never know. You never know.
That's true.
It's Andy in the morning. All right. 260-467-9500. Paying tribute to Dad. Dad used to always say blank. Get us started.
Two wrongs don't equal a right. Hold on. Two wrongs don't equal a right.
It's memorable once you get it out. Yes. Thank you for the call. Dad used to always say what growing up? Go ahead.
I have two. He always used to say, any day I could read the obituaries is a good day.
Jesus.
And two things I don't trust, weathermen and skinny cooks.
Weathermen and skinny. Oh, very good. Very good. Thank you for the call.
Hey, those are words to live by right there.
260-467-9500. It's Andy in the morning. Hi. Dad used to always say blank. Go ahead.
He always said, your opinion does not change the truth.
Oh.
And he was a judge.
Oh, he was a judge. Of course he was.
Facts. It's all about the facts.
What do I always
say? He said it to me and a lot of people.
Yeah. Everybody who was in front of him at court. Yeah. Thank you for the call. It's so funny in our business here in radio. Sometimes what the old adage is don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. Hi. Yeah, you're on. Hi, it's Andy in the morning. Hi.
My dad's, one of his best pieces of wisdom was when we were complaining about something is, if life were fair, the horse would ride the cowboy half the time. Yeah. We didn't get to complain a whole lot.
Oh, my gosh. No, I don't know why I like that one, but I like that one. That is perfect.
Yeah, he used that on the grandkids, and that's just stuck with our family through the years.
If life were fair, the horse would get to ride the cowboy half the time. Andy in the morning, hi. Dad used to always say what?
My dad always says, you'll have enough if you don't run out.
See, and you know that comes from a dad. It just doesn't sound like a mom line.
No.
It's Andy in the morning. Dad used to always say what? Dad-isms. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Magic trivia this morning. Our number, though, in advance, if you want to chime in, is 260-467-9500. Playing today for a Logan's gift card, Logan's Roadhouse. That's where you need to go for Father's Day if you don't want to cook it yourself. Here we go. Over half of the women surveyed say they are much better at this chore than their husbands, even though husbands stereotypically do this chore. What is it? Again, 260-467-9500. Shandy, new to our show, she's in studio this morning. Over half of the women surveyed go, oh my gosh, I am much better at this chore than my man, even though he does it. What is that chore? Logan's gift card up for grabs. It's Andy in the morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Alicia.
Alicia, I tell you what, I'm going to call my shot. You're our first caller. I think you're going to get it.
I think she will, too.
All right, what's your guess?
Okay, I'm going to say mow the lawn.
It's exactly right.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. Over half of the women surveyed go, oh my gosh, I'm so much better at mowing the yard.
They say it like that, Andy?
Such attention.
Is that how we say it?
You should see me trim mow in weed whack. It's amazing. Then my man.
Because I don't feel like I said it like that when I just told you the answer a minute ago.
I got to ask, Alicia, are you like this? Do you mow your yard?
You know what? I actually hire it done.
Oh!
Okay.
Well,
good for
look
you.
At you. Baller.
Yeah, she
high
is.
High roller.
Alicia is
you probably
roller.
Have an attractive, shirtless young teen out there just out
the
there
lawn
mowing
boy.
All summer long.
The lawn boy coming to Alicia's house.
Yeah, coming to Alicia's. Hang on. We're going to grab some information behind the scenes. Shandy, you say you mow your yard and your husband doesn't do it?
Sorry, Jason. I do typically mow our yard. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I had my son mow the front yard yesterday.
How'd he do?
It was fine.
Okay.
It was,
that's always how it is.
I mean,
kids
thank
take
you,
no
son.
Pride
shout
in mowing,
out to my
man.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
But typically, I, I'll mow the yard. Yeah, just
I like it. It's good exercise.
I don't mind it.
Look, if alone.
I can do a chore outside, Andy, we already talked. I grill.
Yeah.
If I can be outside doing something,
right.
I'm way more excited about that. That's
yes.
exactly right.
It's Andy in the Morning. It's Magic 95.1. Shandy in studio, new to our show, new to me. Met her for the first time this morning, helping me out here in studio. I was telling you this morning that I almost had to call the fire department for the first time in my life yesterday.
Yeah, for your grill.
My grill. So I'm out.
Your awesome cooking skills.
Oh, my gosh. So last night, I don't know how it is in everybody's household, but we got young kids. And the weather last night, we were finally back into the 80s. And so we buy this inflatable pool thing that it's kind of like a water slide.
Yeah.
It's an expensive little pop-up, you know, inflatable thing that's supposed to, like, keep them occupied.
Keep them entertained.
Yes. That's the whole goal of parenting.
Yes.
Really, I want to keep
you. How long can I keep you entertained with one thing?
Parenting is you're kind of a cruise director. My whole idea is just one activity at a time.
Until bedtime.
Until you're tired and fall asleep. The goal is to who can wear each other out first, and I am losing the war. So we buy this thing. My wife and I go, you know what? They might love playing with it. We get this thing out yesterday. They played with it for about an hour. My daughter thought it was so big she was scared of it, so I'm only getting one of two kids really up in there.
Yeah, because the little one can't.
Yeah,
yet.
Ford's. Yeah, he's not going to do it. He's too little. So he, okay, so I play with him for an hour, and I'm trying to put this thing away. Look, packing these things, forget about it. It's impossible.
You wonder how they got in there in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to put this away all while I'm grilling last night. And next thing I know, I get over.
Don't multitask.
It's, this is what I've learned. It's better to do one thing good than two things poorly. So I look over and the grill is just ignited on fire. It is
the whole thing, the lid, it's coming through. Is the lid shut?
Yeah, the lid is shut and there's flames shooting out the side. I got to be honest with you. I just have never cleaned it out. It caught on fire yesterday. And my wife was, anyway, long story short, the grill melted.
Yeah, that's over.
And we almost called the fire department.
But you know what? Perfect timing. Father's Day. You can
Get a
new grill.
I guess.
Fireproof one.
Here's the other thing with grills. I don't know. Have you done grill shopping in a while? You guys grill a lot in your house?
So we do. I'll tell you, again, growing up, a lot of kids, like you just said, you're busy. Yeah. I always found it easier to grill.
It's faster.
It's quicker.
Yeah.
You have less cleanup.
Sure.
Right? But you do have to maintain the grill also, Andy.
Well, thank you for this great little tidbit. Obviously. The other thing is the grill market has exploded lately. Now it's these smoker grill combos and they cost $1,000.
Smokers, grill, yeah. Some of them are electric. We have an electric. First of all, we've got like three grills on our tiny back patio.
Yeah.
So talk about a fire hazard. We have one that's an electric smoker. You just plug it in and you can smoke that way. Another one that's big propane. And then the other one is charcoal.
Charcoal.
And,
so you got them all.
We've got everything.
Is your husband, is he into grilling? Is it a big deal?
No.
Or is it just you guys into grill collecting? Is really what it sounds like.
Well, when we married,
we combined some things.
And we thought, well, sure, why not have every option that there is available?
Here's my little take on grilling, and it has to be infuriating to women everywhere, stereotypically. A man will say, hey, I've got a grill. And you'll spend like 9 hours. You'll be like, I'm too busy to do anything else. I'm watching this meat sweat.
I'm going to smoke this for 9 hours.
I cannot be disturbed. This is a big deal. I'm going to need a glass of bourbon, and I'm going to have to take care of this all day. I cannot multitask.
I'm going to stand out here, drink some beer, and smoke this meat.
You're right. And women who have been cooking inside or whatever...
For hours, doing laundry.
Doing 17 other things at once, planning ahead, are like, oh, really? You can't do anything else. Yeah. I don't know why cooking outside is relaxing. Cooking inside, that's just stressful.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll never get anybody to do that. That's not fun.
To grill.
Yeah. It's Andy in the Morning. It's Magic 95.1. Shandy, who's new to our show, is hanging out with me this morning. In my life, I've had a couple people lie about my ability to play euchre. I don't know how to play at all. I don't know a lick. People have tried to teach me. I'm a relatively smart guy. I can't figure it out.
Which is odd I feel like in the Midwest, this is our game.
It's a Midwest thing.
Yes.
People tried to teach me in college because it was a way to like, hey, you want to gather around and drink and play a game? And I don't know. I don't know why. I can't figure it out. I don't understand Bowers and Trumps. I don't understand it. People keep score with a weird way. I don't understand. I don't get it. So people have tried to teach me many moons on this, and I've always failed. And frankly, I think my wife has talked me into playing euchre with a couple that's coming over Saturday night while our kids play together.
This weekend.
This weekend. She's like, well, I can teach you before Saturday night. I go, no.
You've been trying to learn for
years. I've sat down years. I kind of get hearts. I don't know. I used to play that game on the computer. There's some truth to that. There's suits, and I don't understand when people go alone. I feel like that's an arrogant move.
Pretty confident move.
In college, I had a roommate of mine who entered us into a strip euchre tournament.
Oh, yeah. That's a great college game.
He said, hey, we're actually paired up with these two smoking hot girls. And blind luck, we got a 50-50 shot.
Somebody
getting naked. Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
we go to, what if we win? If we win? What if I get all the cards and I go solo? He goes, as well sign up for it. Needless to say, we spent the rest of that evening parading around in a mankini on the top of the all-girls floor.
Parading. And they were fully clothed.
Yeah, and they were fully clothed, and we were not. He also had a body look like all he did was wake up and do sit-ups, so he didn't mind losing.
Yeah, so it was a win-win for him regardless.
Right, and I'm like the pale guy coming along here. Like, you know, I glow in the moonlight. Not necessarily great. So this weekend, I'm doing that again. I've been asked to play euchre. I don't know how to do it, and that's how we're going to spend our weekend. This time, since we're older, no clothes will be removed.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you're still not, you don't love the game. You still don't look forward to it, not really.
Cards aren't my thing.
That's what I was going to say. Do you like any card game?
I mean, Uno. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Sure. I mean, growing up, I played Old Maid. I like that.
Yeah,
Go Fish. I even would need a refresher on how to play those now. I don't know. I play poker, you know, because I feel like men try to be cool and I think all men secretly think that they're good at poker because they believe if push comes to shove, I could go to Vegas and take it all.
I've got some big poker players in my house.
All dudes,
right? I'm
not one
of them. Yes. Yeah. I'm not one of them. No, but I do love euchre. I like to play euchre.
See, I don't even know that men like poker. We just like the idea of pushing all of our chips in the on the table.
I'm all in.
That's the only reason. If you weren't allowed to say I'm all in poker, no man would play it.
No one would play.
Yeah. It's the whole idea of saying, oh yeah, look at this machismo. I'm going to go ahead and push it right into the middle.
Taking the whole table.
Taking the whole thing. Oh, God. Going to lie about
I
this.
I love that about men, though. The testosterone, right?
Oh, gosh.
I got this. I got the whole thing. I'm
and you don't.
It all.
More times than not, you
all.
Don't.
Confidence behind that, though.
Yeah.
Psych the other players out. And
then take the pot.
You do take it all.
See what's going on in Hollywood with showbiz news. I'm not going to bury the lead. You have two movies, more than likely, that are new for you to watch that are getting decent reviews. One, Father's Day. The movie Fatherhood with Kevin Hart is streaming on Netflix. I'm looking forward to that. You, Kevin? I think Kevin Hart's funny.
I think
Hart.
He's great.
I mean, I know he's always Kevin Hart.
But
I'm fine with that. Pixar has a new movie called Luca that's on Disney+. And I'm always letting people know this one's free. It's not in theaters simultaneously. It's not like you have to pay the $30 like you had to do with Cruella.
I was mad about that.
Right. Did you pay it, by the way?
I did not pay it because they advertised it as though it was just on Disney+.
Plus. It
and
is.
Get on there. And yeah, they want to pay. So no, I didn't. I'm happy about this Luca.
The other thing about Cruella, by the way, are you at this phase, Shandy, where you're like, I look at the runtime of movies.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Do I have it in me?
I'm like, 2 hours and 20 minutes?
It's long.
No way. No. I don't have 2 hours and 20 minutes. I don't remember the last time I had 2 hours and 20 minutes.
And what kid has 2 hours and 20 minutes
Please.
Now? None.
Luca is about two young sea monsters that visit a town on the Italian Riviera and enjoy gelato, pasta, and a heartwarming story of friendship and acceptance.
Cute.
Gelato? I love that. You're like, it's just ice cream. No, you know. If you want it to sound good, if you want it to sound European,
that's right.
You got to say gelato. Film critics have just ranked all of Pixar's movies, by the way. Film critics have said the best movies were Toy Story 3, The Incredibles, and Toy Story 2.
Toy Story is awesome.
Toy Story 2 is not the third best. The worst movies were all the Cars movies, by the way, according to critics. I like Cars 1. Cars 1 was good.
Yeah, it wasn't great enough that I watched 2 or 3. I didn't get past the first one.
Let's put it to you like that. God, Cars 3 was all right. Cars 2 was the worst. All right. Kim Kardashian, as many of you know, is trying to be a lawyer. She has trouble, you know, passing the LSATs and the bar. But needless to say, they were asking this question. Once you become a lawyer, and you do the second act of your life, are you going to quit posting sexy photos? This is the question that many have wondered about her. Here we go.
Will you pull back on presenting yourself so suggestively or sexually?
I thought about this, and then I thought, you can do it all. You can do whatever you want. I don't know, there's something so freeing about feeling like I'm 40 and I'm in the best shape of my life, and I want to post a bikini studying if I want to. There's something powering about that, but I also don't want to embarrass my kids or make them feel away if they're in high school and I'm the embarrassing mom that's like posing, you know, in selfies and in bikinis. There will be limits.
All right, there you go. That's a quick peek as to what's happening right now in Hollywood.
Making mornings fun again. Andy in the Morning on Magic 95.1.